Welcome to Sporting Woods, episode 5. This week we talk about the spinners in the T20 World Cup so far. What impact have they had? Some standout performances get a mention, and South Australia win the Shield for the first time in a God knows how long. All that and more wrapped up in a tiny little quick episode about podcasty cricket. Luke!
And then make like a bang.
Okay. All right. Sporting Woods, 2020, yeah. World Cup. We're going in. We're doing stuff. It's on. And we're not doing so well.
It's a week in. There's still plenty of time. I mean, you know, it may not be.
I'm not shocked. We lost to New Zealand.
No. I mean, least of all me. Yeah. I mean, I did call them after all. Shock just winner. Saying. And I think you'll find that you also call the West Indies.
Only teams that are 2 for 2. Mm, so, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
We know cricket.
We're not gonna say,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, we're not going to say that, you know, we use black magic.
We are not involved in this betting scandals, I promise.
Yeah, we're just.
Losers. Two cricket losers in Brisbane are just the heads of this big, like.
Big betting.
Yeah, big scandals, and they're all like, who are the masterminds?
Hansi Cronje on the back. Only
a week in, and there's been a few shocks already, and there's been a few teams that have put their hand up as contenders absolutely. For the title. A couple of teams who we thought would be contenders are struggling and kind of in a must-win situation. Firstly, we'll start off with Australia, since we're Australians. What did you think of the New Zealand-Australia game? Not too much of a shock for you, I guess, since you kind of...
The thing is that someone was given the ball, and I don't want to heap too much on Ashton-Agar, but, like, there's 18 runs that, you know, and we lost by 8.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think... Would anyone else in that position, bowl third over, you know, have done the same sort of situation? Would have been, you know, like, would the runs have still have been scored? Maybe.
I always think it's hard to put it on a bloke, but I see your point about what's Ashton-Agar and for instance, Adam Zampa. What are they doing there in India... In these spinning conditions, only bowling 2 overs.
Yeah.
Between them.
Well, I think they
that's not good enough.
Well, yeah. I know.
And it's the captain as well as them. They don't choose to go on. Whatever.
Yeah, no, of course. And I think that's the interesting question is, you know, why Steve Smith decided to bowl them only 1 over and give it to him during the power play against Mutton Gupta, which is probably the most explosive player in the New Zealand team, if not the competition.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Like he's up there with you, Chris Gayles. I mean, you know, so. That was the question I would be asking him. If you're going to bowl your seamers or your boys, your off cutters and stuff, why not bowl one of them? Because they didn't do too badly. I mean, Shane Watson got what?
Shane Watson bowled really well.
He bowled exceptionally.
And like I said, if you're going to be a medium pacer, you got to make sure that you're varying your pace. And as well, you're giving no width and no length. If you can do that, that's pretty much for what Watson's bowling, like the speed.
Yeah.
That's what he's got to do. And that's for all medium paces.
Exactly.
If you're just bowling up and down on these wickets, you're going to get punished.
You won't find much of it. No. And that's probably why it is why they only went with Nathan Coulter-Nile. And as I said as well, like, I mean, I would still only bowl one quickie. I think I would take the 3 medium paces and put Finch back in the team.
See, I think
that'd be where I'd put.
The scary thing, and this is where Australians still have not mastered T20 at all.
Mm.
I think they've picked Coulter-Nile over Hazelwood or Hastings. Whoever's in there. I think they picked him because of his batting. And you can't pick a bowler because of his batting. He's not he's not in there to be an all-rounder. He's in there to be a bowler. I think you'd be better off going with Hazelwood or someone with form on the board. I mean, Hazelwood's coming off a hat-trick. So, and I mean, I'm sure it was a Mickey Mouse game, but it was still, that's still form.
But it goes against then your would you bowl an up and down bowler? Do you think Hastings would have enough variation as Coulter-Nile does?
Does Coulter-Nile have that much variation? To me, he bowls too
he's got
short.
He's got a bit, yeah, he does, but it's a bit of 2020 still in him more than, say, Hastings.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, like when you think about the
Hastings was the one.
And Hastings has bowled very well as well.
I think Hastings' Big Bash And I'm not the biggest fan of Hastings, but I think his big bash, the way he bowled in that, has probably earned him. Yeah, you're right. Before Hazelwood has probably earned him a spot. Because
I take Hastings over Hazelwood. As much as I enjoy Hazelwood's bowling, and I think he's one of the, you know, a bright and up-and-comer for the Test and even the One Dayers. But I think if you're going to do it, you just don't have enough time to change your tactics in 2020, especially when you're playing in the World Cup where everything means something. Suddenly, everything means something. You know, like that's what I think is cool. You know, the game against Bangladesh tonight at midnight, who's getting up?
I'll be up.
Yeah, I might. We'll see. Anyway, I've got work tomorrow. Oh, dear. You know, this is a do or die game. And it's against Bangladesh. And to be perfectly honest, I don't even know if we, you know, like, I wouldn't surprise me.
Good. Like, wouldn't surprise me if we get, like, oh, it's against Bangladesh. Bangladesh
so
are
what?
Good. Yeah.
In Bangladesh, in the form that they've had in 2020, in
the conditions,
it's gone everything for them. So it wouldn't surprise me if Australia gets beaten tonight.
Well, Afghanistan would not surprise put on, like we saw before, put on a pretty very good show spot against South Africa.
Yeah, Mumbai, that was cool.
South Africa made over 200, which is a pretty ominous score. Like, it means really they're getting over 10 and over. That's what you got to get to get 200 in a 2020 game.
209 or something.
And,
it's really good.
And Afghanistan put on a real, real show. What did they end up getting?
179
against South Africa. I mean, that's sure that's they are playing in that oval at Mumbai, which we'll talk about in a bit. But so back to the point. Do you think, what's your answer then? Do you think leaving Agar out or bowling him more?
Nah, I'd take him out. Right.
So you keeping Zampa though?
Yeah, he's our spinner. Zampa. Yeah, I take Zampa and I double down on him. Keep Maxwell. He's your other option. You've got Steve Smith who has to throw a couple if he has to, but I think that Australia, we still haven't quite mastered it. We don't have a spinner good enough to like go, this is our attack, we're taking pace. So instead I think what we could do is we double down, not double down, but I think that if we go with Faulkner, Watson and Marsh as the three big choices and then you run the spinners off their tails, I think you win. That's five bowlers, that's enough overs each. I think that's, and then you've got your fast bowler.
Well, that but seems I to be who's fast out, who's doing the best in that first game as well. It was Maxwell, Faulkner, and Watson who bowled the best. I still think having that seamer gives other bowlers confidence.
Yeah,
gives
I still you that, bowl one.
If you're in trouble, you can go to a premier bowler.
Yeah, so. You asked me what my change would be.
Oh, sorry.
Is Ashton Agar out for Finch?
Finch, yeah,
would be my play.
And to that point as well, we're also forgetting that. This is what I want to say. The spinners that are dominating so far, I mean, Ashwin had a game, but do you see, and I know I talked about Jadeja last week, and he is a good bowler, but he's not really known to spin it an awful lot. Man, he's spinning it square.
Yeah.
He is spinning it square. At the wicket that was at the Test match, India versus South Africa, but you know that Test match recently, and South Africa were getting like 20 off 400 balls because they just had to try and survive.
Yeah, that's right.
The same pitch. I heard the other night they're using the same pitch.
Oh wow!
That the one that was spinning square in the India game the other night. Yeah, that's the same pitch they use in the Test match. So for me, I think a guy like Finch, you might be shocked. He might actually turn it.
Yeah.
Because you can see in a lot of the replays of these spinners, there's not even that many revolutions on the ball. Like, I rate Mitchell Santner. I think he's great.
Yep.
But Nathan McCullum.
Yes,
he was turning it.
Yeah.
And I've seen Nathan McCullum, and I've seen him bowl quite a bit, and he's not a big turner of the ball.
No.
He was turning it quite a bit. So for me, to further your point about bringing Finch in, Finch is an all right bowler. He can at least land it in a spot with his – I'd probably put Finch on bowling before I would Smith.
Yeah,
just in terms
me too.
Of, because you'd be putting him on in that position to keep runs down.
Yep.
Every T-turning batsman's going, leggy, sweet.
Yeah.
Whereas an offie can kind of, especially if it's to a right-hander.
Yeah, it makes it very...
Because you want them playing for spin, but it not spinning.
And they've got to go against it to try and hit out.
That's right.
Yeah, that's...
So I think you're right. I think, if you're going to play Agar, you've got to bowl him. But let's face it, Agar isn't a premier spinner in world cricket yet. He's nowhere near the level of Mitchell Santner in terms of bowling.
No,
he's a great athlete, and he's a good wicked cricketer
catches.
All around.
Oh,
yeah,
he's clearly
he's
got
a great
cricketer
cricket. All around. But his bowling isn't
where it needs to be.
Isn't at the level of the other spin bowlers in the teams around at the moment? Because, and I was shocked. I was shocked when Jadeja was the one that was just destroying. Because his bowling is incredible. So yeah, spinners. Obviously, I mean, we knew they'd play a big part, but I think they're even playing an even bigger part than anyone anticipated.
Yeah,
so it's
and that's exciting. It's nice after
it is,
watching all the roads in Australia
that's
and New
right.
Zealand. It's actually quite well, not New Zealand, just Australia mostly.
Yeah.
But even still, like watching those big long games, it's interesting to watch the ball turn because it hasn't been doing that for a few years.
That's right, and you're watching guys like I always talk about having to earn their runs rather than you know, you're seeing, you feel like you're seeing guys kind of get given runs because of the conditions. Or,
and in 2020, that's
awesome. It makes it, awesome. It's tantalizing. It makes it so much more exciting. Yeah,
if you can make 80 odd runs in a game, then you have earned them in these conditions.
And that was the next thing I wanted to talk about. We have seen with the pitches and stuff that, you know, T20 cricket's evolved in the last 10 years. It's been around to a pass score is probably around 180. 160 to 180 is a good score.
Yeah.
But maybe more along the lines. Yeah, but 140 is a par score.
Yeah.
But even in this tournament so far, I've been kind of relieved, like you said, to see that there has been a lower scores around 120 or so, but they're being defended. And they're being, it's still a contest. Yeah. And that means that there is enough in it for the bowlers, which is all I've ever really ranted about, is that you can't have a game called a test match. It's obvious for batsmen. It's not a test.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And then on the other side of the coin is that there's still wickets out there where England and South Africa are able to put on the best run chase in history.
That was a great game.
Yeah, I know, absolutely. You know, like, so that's tantalizing as well, because it's not just the low scoring games that are getting over the line. It's the big ones too.
Yeah,
you know, that's like, so that's it's really special. And I think that's for all we do say about Test cricket, you know, being the superior code, it does have its place.
Absolutely.
At times, especially in this tiny little microcosm that is the World Cup. You know, I find this way more exciting because it becomes do or die.
And
it actually means something. That is
exactly right. That, to me, that's the reason why World Cup and even the Big Bash, because it did start to mean something. T20 for the first 5 years, it was kind of, it felt like a bit of a hit and giggle.
It was tip and run.
And it was hard for people to take it seriously, even though it was such a good product. Whereas, like you said, now in this World Cup, when it's meaning something, we're seeing good cricket again. It's not just...
Do you know what it is? It's the same way that countries like Tonga and Japan and those type of guys, USA, they're playing the rugby sevens.
Yeah.
Those teams wouldn't be able to field a full team and be Canada, you know, like, and be competitive with the likes of New Zealand, Australia, South Africa. Argentina,
but they are in the sevens.
That's so right. I think that the T20s, at least at this circumstance, is giving teams like Bangladesh an opportunity to beat Australia, which they're not going to do for a very long time. Yeah. Afghanistan, you're watching these guys play. That's special. That's a part that you won't get anywhere else. Even in the 50-50s, they've got to work harder. But in the T20s, they've gone, all right, let's just close back what we're trying to do here and let's focus on this. And then we get teams like Bangladesh coming out, and they are some of the best fans. Like, they're like, they're hectic.
Yeah.
And that's fun to watch. Tigers and stuff. Oh, it's crazy. It's really fun to watch.
Cool. Yeah.
But that's a good thing to have come out of this game.
Which I've enjoyed it. So let's talk about what have been some of the best moments so far. Like you've already touched on before, that England-South Africa game was pretty special. Because I sat there watching that being like, well, I was watching South Africa smash, and I was like, well, England are out. They're out again. Mm. They're going to cop a lot of shit in the media. And I mean, I'm an Aussie. You'd expect me to enjoy that, but I really don't. I'd rather England be good, but I'd like us to be good too. You know, I just want to see. That's why I enjoyed 2005 and that, because they were both great teams.
Yeah.
I don't like when it's not a contest, weirdly, because I'm there for competition. So I didn't want England to go out. And then when they came in, those first two overs of the English innings, I don't think I've ever seen, and I think it was the fastest ever two overs in the history of T20, because they were on like 44 or something after two overs.
Wow. That's
it was amazing. It was Alex Hales and that Jason Roy just took them to town. And it wasn't too many sixes. It was a lot of fours. And they were cool shots. It wasn't dirty slogs. It was nice keeping their shape. And putting the ball away to where it deserved to be hit. There was no dragging a ball from outside, wide outside off stump and hitting it over cow corner. That's, to me, I'm like, that's shit. You deserve to get out for that shot.
Yeah.
You know?
Steve Smith trying to walk across and take on the spinner like he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type of stuff just frustrates
him. Yeah. You're talking about, when he charged it.
Yeah.
I understand
that.
He just didn't do it. He just didn't execute. The idea was okay, though. A big turning wicket. Like the Indians always say, there's only two ways to play when the ball is turning big. You either get to the pitch of it or you get back so far in your crease that you can wait and see how much it's spinning, and you give yourself as much time to see how much it's turned off the wicket.
Yeah.
And he just went with option A and it didn't work. Yeah. He tried to dance down and get to the pitch of it, but he's a good player of spin. I've given Steve Smith a hell of a lot of shit in the past, but I wouldn't for that one. He just got beaten.
Yeah.
The idea was right. He'll come back and he'll have a good time.
Absolutely. I think that it's not, I wouldn't write him off, but I mean, it becomes, you know, a bit of a must
I see win, your you know. Point, though, because every little mistake is sort of amplified.
It's amplified when it's a must win.
Yeah.
You have to win. And if you don't win against Bangladesh, well, you're out.
And I think my point that I made last week about whether or not the Australian team, because they do have a lot of hype and because of the success of the Big Bash, all these guys are in a lot of confidence, they do have that element of, oh, it's all right, I got Faulkner, he'll come in and do it. You know, yeah. I'd felt that in that game a little bit, that we kind of bringing Agar in first and then...
And then Faulkner?
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
What was that about?
I think it was because he was left-handed and to do with...
you know what? I think we overthink that type of stuff.
So do I.
When they're like, oh, this guy, and then he's going to go in. Mm-hmm. I think it breeds uncertainty in the batsman's eyes. And as soon as that, I can see that.
They're going to lose confidence.
You lose confidence, absolutely. I mean, that just screams lack of confidence.
Yeah.
Like, just go out there and take him. Yeah. Like, you're a goddamn Australian batsman.
Yeah.
Your job is to go out there, and I don't care who's bowling.
But the thing is, like, I understand adapting. It's a game that you have to adapt. But what's the difference between Agar coming in at 7 or 8 when there's, like, what, 10 balls to go?
Yeah.
It was not long. You got to put the finisher, the guy who's called the closer.
Yeah.
You're not going to put him out there first? That was the captaincy and the selection decision that I hated.
Yeah,
the coach's decision. I hated that.
Yeah.
I thought...
Poor Agar. He got a bit bummed out, didn't he?
Well,
I wonder what that's like being that guy. He's the stooge in the situation. I mean, it's not his fault he bowled 3. It's not his bat.
He'd just be raring to go for the next one, I reckon.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, so I think that game, that England-South Africa was the game so far and one of the best games I've ever seen.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, we've talked about Santner, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously, the game against India was incredible. That game against India was...
Oh, absolutely.
The way, like, because I watched that and I was just like, oh, God, here goes. We're in India again. They're going to dominate. And, yeah. And you're like, yeah, good. But the same way, I'm sure people got sick of Australia winning all the time. It's kind of how you get with India with T20 now, is they just win a lot.
Yeah. So you want to see him. You want to see him challenge.
I kind of want to see him challenge. And then the way that, you know, New Zealand made a shit score, but then. It was just the way it turned around completely. It was like, oh, no. And then it was, oh, God, they're taking another one. Oh, God, they're taking another one.
Yeah.
It was so good, man. And so, yeah, I'd say Mitchell Santner is at this stage the standout of the tournament so far because in 2 games, he's been the difference.
Yeah, wow.
So I think...
You take him for man of the tournament so far?
2 games. Yeah, it was big. As I said it, I was like, geez, that's a big call, Jones. But
I'm calling him the greatest ever.
All right, I'll reword it. I think... With the games coming up, he's going to be the guy that opposition teams go, we've got to watch out for him.
But then that leaves it open
for Sodhi because he's a sick bowler as well. I think, like you said, man, I think New Zealand are in a real good chance. Guptill hasn't fired yet. So many of their good batsmen haven't fired yet and they're still 2 from 2.
Well, Guppy seems to get in there and do kind of a role where, I mean, the first one that was unlucky.
Yeah, he's Gilchrist. Gilchrist will go out there and get you off the ball, but he might only make 30 or something.
And he got like 37 the other night, but he got him into the spot they needed. Mm. He hit those 18 runs when he had to. Those don't get hit. It's a different game. So if he gets caught, anything like that, he mistimes it. But instead, he whacks the absolute bejesus out of it, and he's able to do what he did.
Roll with your momentum.
So that's cricket. That's why we watch cricket.
Yeah.
It's for those moments, and that was a big one. So hats off to him. And as I said, if I would... For them to go through means that... Well, India lose, potentially. It means we've lost. It means Pakistan's lost. It means Bangladesh lost. And those are some of the big heavy hitters.
Yeah.
So it's a huge... And I know that, the West Indies are the same with the England and South Africa. You know, there are some big teams. Sri Lanka. There's some big teams in these things. So people have to miss out in this type of division the way
But I think it is awesome to see that, because New Zealand never won a trophy.
Yeah, exactly.
So
right.
it'd be out of this world for them to win it. I think going into the next games, the must wins. I mean, teams are obviously a few teams that wouldn't have expected it are in a must win situation. Australia included, but yeah, India. I mean, they've got the win over Pakistan now too. So that's a big confidence boost for them. Yeah. Even though, I found out the other day as well.
What's that?
Pakistan have never beaten India in a World Cup match or like a World Tournament match.
You're kidding?
It's
the biggest hype up of the century.
I know.
Oh wow, really?
I did just see it on an Instagram post, so I hope it's legit.
All right, well, but like every week, call in or text in or whatever you guys need to do, and tell us we're wrong. Be like, you assholes, you got that shit wrong.
So yeah, but I mean, how crazy is that?
That's amazing, considering that they get some of the highest ratings of a television watched viewing, sporting event of all time. Like it's more than the Super Bowl times Infinity.
Pakistan like cricket.
They bloody well do. And we love Pakistan cricket.
And how about everyone talking shit about Afridi?
Ah, oh, my
game,
man.
Big game players, man.
My boy.
You were giving him shit last week.
Yeah, I know, because he's a fatty. But, you know, I'm a fatty, so I feel it for Afridi. I like the big star.
I always think, like, there is sense to that if you're a champion. It's experience. Experience is good. You can't have too much. Any cricket team, any sporting team is about balance.
Yes.
So if Pakistan have got a very young team, it makes sense to keep Afridi in there. It's a big game player. He's done it. He's been on the world stage and done it so many times. I think it makes sense. As long as you don't have, you know, five old guys. Players, as long as Izzy doesn't come out of retirement.
Izzy's like, give it here. I'm not running.
Yeah, so as long as he performs, stays in the team.
No.
And you need that balance. That's why I think.
That's why Watto's in the team.
Well, I was just about to say, and I was like, God, I talk about Watson a lot. But
we do love
him. It was Watto. Just, I don't love him. That's the whole thing. I don't love him that much. I just hate how people pick on him. Because you're just like, come on, bro.
Yeah, let the guy go. You got to relax, guys. Seriously, it's just a game. I mean, it's like we talk about it every week.
It's obvious that they heard their mate do it, and the mate got a lot of laughs. So he was like, oh, I'm going to do it too, because I'll get some 50 likes on Facebook. And you're like, yeah, cool, dude. Awesome. So anyway.
Because we don't care about likes on Facebook.
No, you're right.
Yeah, we're not addicted to that whatsoever. I feed off it. It keeps me going. It
keeps me up in the morning.
I'm like, 1,000, you got to be kidding. Oh, my God. Oh, this is $2,000 shit.
That's weird. Anyway, so must win situation. Australia, India, India would India's be there.
In another one.
Sri Lanka and deep shitski.
Yeah, I don't think
they're going to make the semis. Eh?
They're cooked. Hasta la vista.
Big loss to West Indies.
Yeah,
and we haven't talked about
the
West Indies.
That was literally my next point. I was going to say, what about your boys, the West Indies, doing very well? I see
Fletcher
comes out and goes, yeah. What, Chris Gayle?
Yeah,
let me just do it, man. That's right. I assume.
And that's, they just go out and smashed it. And that was the best part, though. That
because
there was two times there was the biggest dropped sitter ever. Really? And the funniest thing, Gayle was next to come in.
Oh, I did.
And the whole Indian crowd was like, yeah, come on, Gayle. There was a supposed, like, I think it's a run out or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, Chris Gayle's coming in. And I was like, nah, it's not cool. And he's like, fuck. Ian Gould, you know, the umpire.
Yeah, yeah.
He like grabs Gayle. He's like, not yet. And they're like, welcome. Get out of there.
I did see that.
Then there was a big shot that goes up in the air. Biggest sitter. It's like, Gayle, you imagine, would have got up and he's like, all right, I'm about to go out. And all the crowds would be like, oh, no, wicket. But yeah, Gayle, drop catch. They're like, fuck. You're just like, suck it.
And then he went on to smash it.
Yeah, and then they won. And then Gayle just came out and just goes, yep, cheers, thanks. Yeah,
cheers, dogs. Yo, what's up?
Been spewing, though.
Don't blush, baby.
Yeah. How devastating is it going to be we're not going to see him again?
That is a bit sad.
That 100 he hit.
Oh,
that's got to be a standout.
That's a standout, absolutely. Put it on the desk. Standout
performances. Chris Gayle. First game against England.
Oh.
Lordy, lordy, lordy.
That's how you play this game.
Yeah.
He'll go down. He's the Viv Richards of 2016.
Something I did want to touch on that I haven't put up there. It, to me, Australia should be looking at that. And, yeah, I agree with what Damien Martin said. The Warner at four experiment, it worked in a couple of games against South Africa, but like you said, we care about this. This is a tournament, a trophy.
Getting back to the top.
He's got to be at the top.
Yeah.
He's got to be at the top. And if we're having Khawaja's a better middle innings. He's a guy, he's in such
here's form. The thing, he's making his runs at opening.
He is, but what are you losing at that? Like, you're going to have Khawaja, and his shots were glorious. I'm not actually putting him down in any way.
No, I think he's
I'm
still
just
on,
saying
on
we're. Warner is more destructive, no question. Khawaja is more secure. To me, you want destruction at the top, and you want security at four.
Yeah,
Warner isn't secure. He's at his best when he's going off.
Yeah, okay.
You don't want someone coming in like that at 2 for 20. You know, if you're in 2 for 20, you want Khawaja coming in.
Yeah.
To settle down the innings.
Okay.
And at none for none, you want Warner sitting there because he could make it none for 50 after two.
Yeah.
And Khawaja, as awesome as he is and as great as he was the other night, of course he's great. He's more likely going to have, at his best, going to have it more none for 35.
No, I'm with you there.
So I think.
So what do you play?
I play Warner and.
And who? I know. That was a trap. I was honey-potting you there.
Good. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad. So I'd play.
Oh, he can't make
it. I'd play Warner and Finch. Warner and Finch at the top.
Yeah, I thought so. Me too.
So hard.
But then Watto.
Yeah,
what do you do with Watto?
I'd put Watto down the order.
How far down the order?
I'd put him before Faulkner.
Yeah, okay.
Faulkner's your security. Watto's your... Because Watto's still a risk. He comes off or he doesn't. So you want that coming in after to me, I reckon it'd be best Warner, Finch, Smith, Khawaja, Maxwell, Watson, Faulkner,
okay.
Neville,
Boyce.
But that's the batting is what I would think.
That's how you take it?
Pretty...
As would I. Yeah. I think I would take the same team. I don't know if I would play Watto over Steve Smith. If anyone in that lineup...
Nah, I couldn't put Watto on at three. Because again, you don't want Watto coming in if you're one for...
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I would even in that team, I would probably lose Steve Smith over if I had to choose a batsman to take out of that. I would. I'm sorry, but I think he's a fantastic batsman.
Over Finch.
I'd take him over Finch. I said it. Mm. No, I think if you had to choose between him and another bowler, for instance, if a batsman had to go, I'd take him.
Get rid of Smith.
I'd take Smith out.
There, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I would take Finch over him. I think that the I'd take Finch over Smith. In 2020s. I think he's a better 2020 player. Steve Smith didn't play a lot over in the Big Bash. Finch did. Made a few runs. And it has the ability to bowl. Steve Smith hasn't really shown himself in the 2020 format enough for my liking. Doesn't bowl. So what's the point? I mean, like, he either doesn't choose to bowl or he's not confident enough. And
You've got good reasons. I'm not.
Yeah, no, I know you're not. I don't know. But I just, if I had to choose, I think I'd still take the better 2020 batsman, who is Finch, over him. That'd be the answer, because I think I just think that Watto is so intrinsic to this team. Not the next one.
This tournament.
He is very important to the team. So I almost don't want to touch him. Like, I almost just want to leave him where he is and let him do his
thing.
I'd
put him at six because I think when you're looking at certain scenarios, Watson, if you know, we've seen even in that first game, when the first few shots don't come off, you can almost see him getting flustered. Mm. And that's always been the problem with Watson. And it's that pressure. That's why all the shit heaped on him doesn't make sense to me, because he's on my team and all, supposedly those people's team. And you're like, can't you see that without the pressure, he's awesome?
Mm.
And he goes over to India when no one's noticing the IPL in Australia and he dominates.
Tops it up.
But anytime people are putting shit on him, he doesn't do very well, which, I mean, most of us would probably do that.
Yeah.
So, okay. I think...
I'm with you.
I think, for me, you'd want him coming in a situation where we're 4 for 160 and we've got 3 overs to go. I'd love Watson to come in at that point.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. Yeah. You can't pick a team based on whether, what if we're 4 for 20?
Because
hopefully that's not going
to
happen.
So,
you might be 2 for 20.
I would take Agar out. Just to let you know, this is what I'd actually do. I'm just saying, if I had to lose a batsman, I'd lose Smith. But what I would really do, I'd lose Agar.
So,
I'd put Watto in Agar's position, and I'd put Finch at the start of the order in Watto's place. Yeah. That would be what I'd do to the team. If you have to change Kulnaya through to Hastings, do it.
But that's pretty much...
Thank you, God.
That's pretty much...
God. Steve Smith's like, you kept me in the team.
I think that's what we decided firstly. But I see your point. It's tricky to select for Australia. And then, I mean, it still might not work.
and
we're playing in conditions that just don't suit us. And it's just like, anything could have come up. But I think
that's why it's exciting.
I think it is the Warner back to the top is the big change that we've made.
All right. And you think you get the big scores there?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
okay.
I mean, we're at a pretty cool point in the T20. Some teams we didn't quite expect to do well on top, and some teams that we thought that would dominate are having to...
Struggling.
Yeah, well, they're in must-win situations. So it's exactly, as a fan, what you'd want. Mm. So that's the T20 World Cup. One thing we did want to touch on before we kicked it is the fact that South Australia won the Sheffield Shield.
Yes, congratulations.
Yeah, good on them. First time in, what, 20 years or
Enough.
Something?
Enough. It's time they won
a long time. A long time.
And so emphatically as well.
Yeah,
good for them.
2 days.
2 days. Ran them over in 2 days. That's all awesome. Out for 97, 177, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
They knocked them over real hard, and that's, you know, hopefully a good sign of good things to come.
Absolutely.
Well, South Australian cricket.
Do you think any of those players are knocking on the door?
Oh, look, you've got players like Marsh always seems to, you know, Sean Marsh seems to do his thing. Did he play? Sean Marsh play?
He doesn't play. He plays for West Australia.
Why does he play for South Australia? Who plays for South Australia?
You got...
I'm thinking of West Australia. I am
thinking of your Callum Ferguson's. I think Jake Lehman played pretty
He does
well.
Too.
Jake He's the Lehman, one that's on the... In that team is probably the closest to being on the cusp of the Australian selection. But I saw some guy on Reddit was saying, you know, he'd be in my team and all that stuff. And it's just like, he was actually saying, back to bringing up the bloke again, and he was like, I dropped Watson for Jake Lehman. And you're like, to me, that's someone who just hates Watson. They're just not really thinking clearly because Watson.
Wow, Travis Head.
He hit
192.
That's the guy.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's.
Travis Head is
playing some really good cricket at the moment.
Yeah, he's the guy that's pushing on the. He'd be knocking on the door.
He would be the guy for that team. Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt. And that's good. That's great.
I'm stoked to see that he did well as well because you hate to see a bloke who pushes so hard and does so well in such good form, and then right when he's at the cusp, he falls away. Mm. You know, it's like a guy in the UFC, if he's climbed the rankings and then he gets to the number one contender and he loses a fight and then he loses his next fight, and all those fights that he's done before him mean nothing.
Yeah.
So I think it's, I hope, that, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad that he's done well in the Shield final because that'll get him a lot of cred and it backs up his good performances in the Big Bash.
In the Big Bash, but
it kind of solidifies that. It's not just hype from one tournament, he's backed it up, which makes him, in my eyes, a real deal. I'm sure that the selectors are going, well, he's a real deal. He's done that. So
and that
good on South Australia.
Congratulations. Good stuff for the Redbacks.
It's good to see New South Wales not win.
Did we win? Did we lose? I didn't actually see that game.
South Australia won. Then
The game beforehand, in the 3 and 4. The match was drawn. Oh, that's good. That's great. Yep, that was in the Sheffield Shield in Alice Springs.
Yeah.
They played it in Alice. Well,
that's cool.
That is cool, but that wasn't hot at all, was it?
It makes sense because no one's going to watch it here. You may as well go out to rural places where they probably will watch it.
Fair point. So, well, that's impressive. Really good stuff. I'm very happy to hear that. I'm glad that we get to broadcast that.
Yeah.
You know, keep that in the air because I was not aware of that. Good. So, Sporting Woods bringing you the news as we see it on our phones. It's
good. And Sporting Woods are in the semis.
Oh, my God.
Of LMS Brisbane South Division.
Fantastic,
2,
Michael. Let us set us the scene. It's a yesterday. Okay, afternoon.
This is a global competition.
Well,
we're not versing a global.
No,
we're not. We're like versing teams in England. They're not flying over.
But it's Australia wide.
It's all.
Yeah,
it's
we're not versing teams from Perth.
We might be playing in our local.
Teams from all over Queensland.
Well, I mean, Brisbane South specifically, and there's 6 competitions in Brisbane South.
We're definitely in the second
one. We're in the second one, but
But it means something.
But it's still very important.
Yeah, really important.
People want to know.
So here we are. It's a yesterday, Sunday, in fact. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we had our game. Now, if we win this game, we go into the semifinals. If we lose, we're out.
Never made the semis.
Never even won too many games. Never won back-to-back games. In fact, I don't know if we have ever won back-to-back games. And we're in the semifinals. How rubbish does that make the rest of the teams?
I just want to say I've only just joined this team.
You're only subject to this season. Well, I had to put through the hard yards, but we sucked. Okay, so the long short of it was that they decided, we allowed them to bat first, which I think was the nicest thing.
We're gentlemen.
They said, we don't have enough players, sirs. Maybe bat first so that we may be able to have them turn up and bat later. And we said, sure, that's fine, not a problem whatsoever. Good start to the game. Well, we took one early wicket, which was Oliver's. It was one of our bowlers. Nice wicket. Good ball. Nice and bit of bounce
that's
on
right.
it.
I was caught behind.
Yeah,
I've
caught
never
behind.
Seen a caught behind in social cricket.
Yeah.
And there was 2 yesterday.
It was beautiful. It was
never
good
enough bowling and never good enough keeping. Yeah.
Well,
it was actually pretty cool.
It was a bloody good ball. And
don't need every wicket, though, Luke.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, so me and Alex here took apart we took the remaining of the wickets.
Three each. Sporting Woods, 75%.
And then the end of the game in LMS, if anyone knows or that you don't know, you can have double plays. So if you get caught in the deep, normally that would be the end of the ball and the other guy can't get out. That ball is over. In LMS, if the ball is still alive, so if the other person is out of his crease, you can actually run them out as part of a double play.
Right.
So they're down to 7 players. I've bowled one on middle stump, and he hoiked it all the way to Oliver in the deep, who took a ripper of a catch and like nearly dropped the bad boy, but he got it. So then throws it in, and the other guy decided he forgot about the rule, forgot about the double.
You
got to
give
rule.
Some context though, because this other guy was on 60-odd, and last time we versed him, he made 128.
That's true.
You have to know that this guy was the difference between us doing well and us losing.
He's also ranked 21st in the
in
world.
In the world, yeah. So when it comes to that global thing for LMS. It comes to like rankings and there's like all algorithms and shit. And he is the 21st ranked player in this tournament.
you know, worldwide. Yeah, I am like the 4,000th. Okay, so to put it into perspective, 15, I mean, I suck, but like he's 21st.
Got him out on the tech.
Yeah, got him out
on
the tech.
Also, what I learned about this competition, you'll love this, is that you get added points if you're all dressed in the right kit.
Whoa. I know, right? So I was like, fucking, can you imagine that technicality?
That's how we get on the table.
Yeah,
it's how we get our points. That's how we've got to the semis. Is that each week
we look good.
We are set up. We've got our baggy blues.
How hilarious is it?
We wear our pants. Yeah, it's part of
it. It's so funny. I only found it out yesterday, though. I was like, really? We get points? Because they were saying, like, yeah, if we all dress the same, we can make the finals. I was like, what game are we playing?
Salmon shirt.
Yeah. Where's my three quarters?
Yeah, we should have done that and just be like, everyone wears zigzag pants. Yeah. It's part of the rules.
Oh, man, I was laughing so hard at it. So anyway, yeah, we got this guy into technicality and it was all beautiful to start. We were all friendly and everything. But after Luke did that.
I did that.
Luke's walked up to the guy and gone, sorry, mate, it was pretty shitty. And this other douchebag's come out and going, oh, if you're so sorry, why'd you do it? And all this shit. He's like, shouldn't have done it then, you dick.
Like, yeah, but
and it just turned this game that meant nothing into like this tense, like, we gotta win kind of thing. It was so funny.
It did become do or die.
It was so funny.
Yeah, so things got not nasty, but definitely narky. And yeah, he had a go. But I mean, it's part of the game.
And then we actually tell the point that makes this a good game. We were probably 6 for 80-odd chasing 140.
I got out for a golden duck. Mm. Like, let's put this into context. Jones did okay. You made it. I think it was like 17 odd runs.
Yeah, something like that.
You did very well. Yeah,
I didn't do that good.
You did okay.
But then the point is, it was six for 80 odd. So we still need 60 runs, and we only got 2 batsmen left, and they're out there. One of our best players, Kyle, walks out. He's a big stocky bloke. He's in the army. He walks out, and he's a real chill dude. Like he's like, nah, put me in last. I don't want to run too much and all this shit.
Yeah.
He goes out there.
He wore my
there.
Box, yeah. Like my old yeah. box. He did
gross.
He had nothing. He turned up and was like, I need a kit. We're like, oh yeah. He's like, no, I need a kit. So I was like, I got my spare box that hasn't been worn in like 3 years. Yeah. He was like, that'll do. And like he wore my pads.
Like I said, he's a pretty strong, and I'm a beanpole. So he's wearing these pads. It looks like they're about to explode. I forgot about that. So anyway, he comes out and he's pumped.
Oh,
the remaining runs, he hit like 45 off like 14
runs,
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Something balls.
And an anchor roll by Hugh Myers. Yeah. That was absolutely fantastic.
We ended up getting the win. We're in the semi, first time ever.
Yay.
So pretty much ecstatic.
We're very happy. We're very happy with
ourselves. It's pretty much the equivalent of if Australia won this 2020.
Yeah, in fact, it's exactly the same.
I would think it's the same.
A team of misfits have come together to somehow pull a game out of their ass.
Against the odds.
Against the odds. They were coming second, Connor and his mates.
Oh, they're terrific.
Good team. And Jones is down selling. His leg spin bowling. It was some sensational stuff. Got the batsman bamboozled. Absolutely. In fact, one of the funny parts was the square leg umpire is your next batsman in, right? Watch it.
Oh yeah,
Jones's first wicket. He's bowled it and
first ball
of the over, and the guy's gone. He sort of leant forward on it to try and get it. He got batted and missed it altogether. And Hugh popped in behind. He stumped him. Right, so he was out. He'd raised his foot, and I'm looking. I was backward point almost, and I sort of looked at the square. At the umpire, and he sort of looked at me like, "Oh yeah, that's out."
Yeah,
that out.
This guy reluctantly because he's in their team.
Yeah,
he's reluctantly like it was out, and he was like. Yeah, he's giving it out. The best part was the bloke he's given out has started spewing at him as he's walking off.
Threw the helmet at him.
Yeah, threw the helmet at him. That's right.
Yeah, storms off. We're like, what's
social cricket, man. If you want to watch the biggest dummy spits, just go down to your local cricket game and just watch the biggest losers spit it.
I like ran past him, the umpire, and I was like, oh, mate, he was out. And he went, yeah. I was like, that was a bit hectic. And he was like, yeah. He's my brother, so I'm gonna hear about that. I'm like, oh man! And me and Jess, who's in our team, is my brother. Was there? And both me and Jess were like, nah, not a second's hesitation. I'd give you out. Like, wouldn't even be a question. And we both be like, fuck you. Like, yeah, well, you're out. So yes, that was fun.
A lot of funny moments built from a lot of angry people, which is what cricket's all about, really. That's what it's all about. So we got the T20 World Cup continues.
Yes.
Semis will be coming up in the next couple of weeks. We'll probably do our next episode on the start of the semifinals.
I would assume so. You'll probably hear that.
Yeah.
And that will be when we'll be doing it.
Yeah.
And yeah, our semis will keep you posted on our scores.
For sure.
If you guys make it to the finals, we're going to have to swap the ratios of professional cricket talk to local.
Oh, that's right. It would be nearly 80-20 sporting woods.
It'd be like, oh, what 2020 contest? Yeah, what are you even talking about?
Is there international cricket on?
The test cricket isn't on, guys. It's LMS Gorilla Jetpack Attack time, okay?
That's right.
Get in on the live scoring as it goes. You can watch our games. You know what? People could, if they were that weird enough that they wanted to watch our games, in 2 weeks' time, go onto your phone, onto LMS, Last Man Stands, and you can watch our team as like the play-by-play, as the ball-by-ball occurs. Not like in anything other than text, but you can do it.
So if you're doing, like, if you got absolutely nothing, going on in your life, I mean zero happening, especially on a Sunday, like if you don't have a job, if you pretty much have no will to live.
Like, what are you going
to
do? I'm like,
check out.
I'm scratching my navel for 2 hours. Like, maybe. Check your phone.
That guy, yeah, that guy's probably a candidate for coming and checking out
probably
our live scores.
To us. Yeah. We'll just come down. No, so, yeah, have a look. All you have to do is search, on the Last Man Stands website, all you have to do is search Gorilla, because it turns out, I checked it today, there's no other gorillas worldwide in the team names. So you write Gorilla in, you get our bad boys. No, like, guessing it. There's no gorillas.
That's it.
I was like, well, hell yeah.
Go on. You guys have got still heaps to talk about. You're forgetting that we have passed a very important...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that's because we're too modest, you know? I think we're modest guys.
Says the guys who just talked about their social cricket win for 15 minutes.
All right, baby.
We're modest.
We're so modest.
But I took that dickhead to the cleaners. Yes.
Got him.
Literally. Yes. That cleaner, I just bowled him out. I just bowled out that cleaner.
There probably have been cleaners.
Yeah, probably.
We did want to meet a janitor. No, I wanted to. Anyway, so we've finally done something that's pretty amazing stats-wise and have crossed over the 1,000 likes on Facebook, which is amazing. I see we're over 1,200 at this point. So
pretty impressive.
Things are chugging along, and that's all thanks to you guys.
We'd always appreciate more comments. If you want to tell us what dickheads we are, we're always available to hear that. If you want to comment on our Facebook page, Reddit, anywhere we're posting,
just go crazy for it.
But SoundCloud, you can comment on on SoundCloud. Yeah, you can actually comment on a specific part, so that we then go back, see the comment, and you're making a comment about this argument we had.
They
and
do
then we
that.
Can respond.
I'm happy to give that person a shout out if someone was to put like at this
one of
point.
Luke's famous shout outs. Holy shit! You don't want to miss out on that. He might mention you exist, but not your name.
If you don't like my shout outs, man, I won't do them. I'm just saying, if someone puts their name, I will go nuts for it. I mean,
I like here's a shout out to Luke.
You can't do a shout out.
You've done it wrong.
You can't.
You mentioned his name. Here's a shout out to that guy who's always doing mad shout outs. There you go, buddy. Have a good one. That's a Luke shout out. It's like no one knows who that is.
It could be plenty of people. Yeah. It opens it up to the floor.
It's a universal shout out.
Universal shout out
to everyone.
You're bloody welcome, everyone.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, well, you know, there could be one of those.
Anyway,
stay tuned.
I think is. Do we know who it was?
Yeah, it was my mate. No, it's not my mate, but his name was Osama Khan.
Osama Khan.
Osama Khan.
Osama Khan is our 1,000th like.
That's right.
Osama, please give us a call and you will get your complimentary.
Can we send
rubber ducky?
I would love to send him a stubby cooler with like can we make stubby coolers for Sporting Woods?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, but are you going to pay for it?
I'll pay for the postage.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I think you could draw him a picture.
I could, yeah. So, Osama, if you want to get in touch with us, mate, I'll draw you a picture. I mean, I love the picture you had on Facebook already. That was seriously, I giggled quite a bit. I think it's a great photo.
We don't look up our fans on Facebook.
No, we don't do that a lot.
You just imagine. You're like, oh, yes, that podcast I quite like and recently liked on Facebook. Smash got to. So, Osama, give us a call. I like your profile picture you got up there. That looks good.
This is
it's just saying, so creepy, eh?
You look like a
man, yeah, what's doing? You press one like, you probably don't remember it. We're fucking, let's catch up, bro. We're pretty much mates.
This is why I don't do the shout outs with the people's names, all right? My shout outs.
And this is why we make you do it.
The shout outs remain anonymous. And everyone's happy. Now I'm going to get sued. for being bloody, you know, like being
Facebook stalking.
Some weird ass stalker. All right, he was the 1,000th like. As if I'm not going to check out that brother.
True. That's true.
I want to find out
Osama,
what he's about.
Don't judge Luke. Don't judge him. All
quit
right.
Quit judging me, Osama. I mean, I think he's.
You know what? You've just lost your picture. You've just lost your picture for
I'm
judging.
I'm
going
to draw a picture of me instead and be like,
and I'm going to send it to you 1,000 times
via email. Yeah, take that.
No, seriously, we appreciate.
We do really,
we really appreciate yeah. everyone.
How cool are the comments we've got?
Oh my god!
Yeah, the comments we've got, great.
I'm loving them. I'm loving them so much. It's really good.
A lot of Urdu, a lot of Hindi.
A lot of Urdu. Yeah, some good stuff. I really enjoyed the other one the other day. Was it so pretty or too pretty?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, mate,
I'm
I think sure he was, but I think that's just good stuff. I'm really happy and proud, and
keep it up, people, because we enjoy having feedback from you.
Oh, absolutely,
especially. If you don't agree with this, because you know, then we have something to talk about next time.
Yeah, other than just our cricket games. Nah, you don't want to hear about that.
We want it.
No comments. We just assume everyone blindly agrees.
Loves it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you don't comment, we're just thinking you're agreeing. We're just going to keep making more of these.
See, that's the mistake everyone falls into. No feedback. You got to get that feedback.
You got to get feedback. Tell us we're wrong.
Yeah. Be like,
we're on 100 now. No negative comments, you know.
It's been pretty good.
That's it.
At 100.
That's yeah. right.
So if that's the way it lands, I mean, that's the way it lands.
All right, Sporting Woods.
Best episode ever.
That's it.
Yeah, hashtag best ever.
Sporting Woods, T20 World Cup.
We'll see you in
a week. Episode 2. Catch us later. Bow, bow, bow,
bow.
Big fan of that.
That's good. I like that. That's good.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lovely. I could just let out the gut now. Just,
words and then make like a bang.
Less.
No, more.
I just wanted to comment and say Sporting Woods, never semi.
Never semi. Well, here's the semi. Yeah, we're Sporting Semi Woods at this stage.
Don't give it away.
We are reaching. We are reaching for this boner analogy so hard. We hope you appreciate it out there because we try so. We spend hours. Many times I wake up at 1 a.m. and I was like, Sporting Woods jizzing. No, oh, damn it. Yeah. We work hard on our.
Check your phone, it's me, and I'm like, Sporting Dicks.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We could do an early morning recording and call it Morning Wood.
That's right. That's right. We spend hours doing this. You must appreciate it.
Yeah, there will be Morning Wood jokes. Good morning, Wood.
All right. Let's just wrap this story up quick because people don't care that much.
People at school are telling me that Sporting Woods more than 3 times a day was bad. Well, your friends, little Jimmy, are wrong. Sporting Woods all during the day is perfectly fine.
Sporting Woods after 4 hours, go see your doctor.
If problems persist,
please
give yourself a high five.